Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Daria Albinger, and here are today's top local stories. The mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka, speaking out following his arrest last week at the Delaney Hall ICE detention facility. Baraka tells 1010 Winds video from the scene proves that he did not storm the facility. He wasn't trespassing, and it shows that he was let in by staff, then he calmly walked out when he was asked to leave. He's also lashing out at the Trump administration.
I think it was completely unnecessary. I think it's just a government, this administration trying to show might, trying to show its force. They arrested a judge. They're going to arrest the mayor. And I think it's really a move towards authoritarianism. I mean, the property we own was not federal property. We left. There was no flexibility. I just think that they got a call to arrest the mayor of the city.
Baraka's case is due back in federal court later today. If he is convicted on trespassing charges, he could be sentenced to up to 30 days behind bars. The NYPD is stepping up its search for the suspects in Tuesday night shooting in the Morrisania section of the Bronx. It's initially believed that two people were injured when the shots were fired outside Barriqua College on Elton Avenue and 162nd Street, but investigators have identified a 15-year-old boy who was shot in the leg as a third victim. The other two are a 20-year-old driver who was also shot and an 11-year-old who was cut by broken glass. Fortunately, it appears that all three will survive. Anyone who knows anything about this, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. There is a renewed war on littering in New York City. The Sanitation Department is teaming up with its nonprofit partner, the Sanitation Foundation, on a new campaign called Don't Do New York City Dirty. It'll rely on the pride of New Yorkers in their own city in hopes of shaming them into making sure that all their trash ends in its proper place.
We found that 83% of New Yorkers express pride in their city, but 8 in 10 believe littering is a problem, and 40% admitted to littering themselves. So there's a really big disconnect between this pride in the city and what people are actually doing.
That's the foundation's president, Pam Harris, now to mark the launch of the new campaign. Four sculptures made completely of trash are being unveiled today right in the middle of Cooper Square. The office of New York State Attorney General Tish James is investigating after police shot and killed a man in Brooklyn. Authorities say the officers were responding to a 911 call on Tuesday when they found the man holding a knife. At first, they tried to stop him with a taser, but when he kept advancing, one of the officers opened fire, killing him. The AG's office is handling the case under the New York State law, saying that any deadly incident involving an officer must be followed by a full investigation. Around here, we celebrate 1010 Day on October 10th. Now, there's something similar that's going to be happening on May 16th, which is tomorrow, in Nassau County.
It's called 516 Day. That's the area code here in Nassau County and home to so many businesses. The county executive is set to announce the date where many business owners will give promotions to customers. Blakeman says the day is about celebrating local pride, community connections, and small businesses. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
You still have a chance to get some shopping done and to check out a fancy floral display at the same time, because you have to hurry, though, because the annual Macy's Flower Show is wrapping up after this weekend. The show's executive producer, Will Cross, spoke to 1010 Winds.
Six giant windows that are all themed within the flower show look and feel. And then once you enter into the iconic Broadway doors, you're kind of immersed into this larger-than-life, surrealist floral experience.
You can catch the Macy's Flower Show at the Big Macy's in Herald Square during normal business hours. And again, remember, it closes after this weekend. So if you haven't gone and you want to, you better get a move on it. They're still talking, but so far there's no sign of a deal between New Jersey Transit and its engineers union. And if they don't reach one by midnight, the trains, which serve about 350,000 commuters, will stop. In some cases, literally, in their tracks. So now might be a good time to come up with a backup plan.
So one option, the ferry. New York Waterway President and CEO Armin Pohan checked in with me. They have extra boats they call chaser boats to help out in a pinch.
The places where we think we're most likely to get some additional traffic are South Amboy, also at Port Liberté and Liberty Harbor in Jersey City.
A boxcar is a luxury bus service that serves 38 North Jersey communities. Their founder is Joe Colangelo. He says they've been very busy.
We have an additional 3,500 daily tickets available to book that were not available 5 days ago. So we have gone from about 4,000 seat rides a day to nearly 8,000 in the last 5 days.
If you buy a ticket on their app, it guarantees you a seat. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Fort Lee.
Make sure you keep it here on 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for the very latest on a possible transit strike. The Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial is continuing today with more testimony from Cassie Ventura. It's the third day on the stand for the R&B singer who had an 11-year relationship with Combs, but today it's the prosecution's turn for questioning. So far, they've had her read an email seeming to show that she and Combs had a warm relationship and a series of text messages that appear to show her enthusiasm for sexual encounters with Combs. The rapper is accused of beating Cassie and using his influence in the music industry to force her and a number of women into sexual encounters. His attorneys have acknowledged that Combs could be violent at times, but they say all of the encounters were consensual. The New York City Organization of Public Service Retirees drove several buses to Albany this morning, filled with retired city workers who are calling on lawmakers to stop Mayor Adams from replacing their traditional Medicare benefits with the privatized Medicare Advantage plan. Mariana Pizzola is the group's president.
If the mayor wins this case, he has the right to eliminate all of our choices of health care plans, including forcing us off our federal public health benefit of Medicare and forcing us into a private, for-profit, predatory Medicare Advantage plan that many of our doctors and hospitals do not accept.
The mayor and other supporters of the move have argued that the Medicare Advantage plan would cost more. It would improve care, rather, while also saving the city hundreds of millions of dollars every year. A former MTA employee is accused of running his own little MetroCard business. The agency's inspector general says the employee was caught on video accepting cash from riders at the Fifth Avenue NR&W station. He'd let him in through a service entrance, and then he'd pocket the money. Well, it turns out the employee retired after being confronted with the evidence, but the IG says a copy of the investigation will be placed in his file to make sure that he is never rehired.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.